Russia has said that a diplomatic solution to its escalating standoff with the West is still possible. In a televised meeting, President Vladimir Putin was told that diplomatic talks had not yet been exhausted. The comments come after more than a dozen nations urged their citizens to leave Ukraine, and the US said that aerial bombardments could begin at any time. Russia has always denied plans to invade the Ukraine, despite massing more than 100,000 troops on the border. Separately, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said there was still time for Russia to step back from the situation with Ukraine, urging all sides to carry on talking. A statement said Mr. Johnson would hold a COBRA meeting on Tuesday to discuss the UK's response to the pressures. UK Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said the latest intelligence suggested Russia could invade at any moment. During another socially distanced TV appearance on Monday, Mr. Putin asked Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov if there was a chance to reach an agreement with the West, or whether the diplomacy was an attempt to drag us into an endless negotiation process. Mr. Lavrov replied that the possibilities are far from being exhausted. They certainly should not continue indefinitely, but I would suggest continuing and ramping them up. The comments are being seen as a clear concession that talks could ease the tensions. But analysts say that without either side moving over the theory, the thorny issue of Ukraine potentially joining NATO. How do you say that? NATO or NATO? Who knows? There is still deadlock. The Kremlin says it cannot accept that Ukraine, a former Soviet republic with deep social and cultural ties from Russia. Could one day join NATO and has demanded that this be ruled out. NATO's members have rejected this request. Also at the Kremlin meeting, in what some observers see as another possible route to easing tensions, Russian Defence Minister Sergei Shoigu told Mr. Putin that some of the countries... I'm coming... Blah, 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 where was I? I don't know. Russia is holding massive joint exercises with Belarus, Ukraine's northern neighbour. Moscow is also staging Navy shooting drills in the Black Sea and the Sea of Azov to the south of Ukraine. Meanwhile, Germany's Chancellor Olaf Scholz landed in Kiev on Monday for crisis talks. The latest... Mr. Scholz said there was no reasonable justification for the Russian military build-up on Ukraine's borders, and that Western countries would impose very far-reaching and ineffective sanctions against Russia if it invaded. Also on Monday, the US said it had sent 8 more F-15 fighter jets to Poland to take part in the air patrols. The US earlier said an extra 3,000 soldiers would be sent to Poland in the next few days to boost NATO military strength in the region. Fuck. In some quarters of the world, President Putin's question would have elicited a collective intake of breath. The Russian president asked his foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, whether there was a chance of reaching an agreement on... Okay, I give up now.